Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, yes, it is Throwback Thursday night. I am your host, John Fleming. I'm here every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, giving you some classic R&B, classic funk, classic soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s music from Cut Close from 1995, from their album, of course, produced by Keith Sweat. That was a Surrender. Great album. Just a straight-up press play album. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to jam with you again. Old school R&B, funk, and soul. We got music on the way. We got some Layla Hathaway on the way. I got a classic underground beauty from a young lady by the name of Taja Seville from 1987. Got some Al Bushire on the way. And I got some Shannon coming up. I'm going to sneak some Shannon in later on in the show. Hanging out with me, of course, is my partner in crime, Wardell Potts Jr. What's up, Wardell?
Oh man, just running around like a chicken with a head cut off. But I'm good. I had a great day today. You know, it was really a good day, and I had a great show with you today. And thanks for hanging out. Had a really good time, great conversations and stuff, and great music.
Oh man, you was jamming early day, and one of the topics that you brought up. I want to go ahead and get into that just a short moment. But I got to say this, man. You had told me, what did you do between the last show and now? You said you had did some housework. What's going on with that? Can you share that?
Oh, you don't want to know. You don't want to know because that's don't forget I live on the farm, and so my grandma's parents' house. It's on the same place, but we built a new house on the same land. And so, but my daughter is staying in the grandparents' house. So back in the day, in the 60s, they had a thing called, that would come out the sink, and then there was this grease thing, and it would grab all the grease, and then it would hold the grease, and then the water would go through to the septic tank or whatever. And so, well, the grease tank hasn't been checked, and my daughter's sink was backed up, and we had the plumbers come out, and they said, oh, yeah, they opened it up, and it was full of old grease that was as hard as rock. So I had to get it out of there. I had to get it out of there so they could come and get the, you know, do the plumbing work. So it was just kind of disgusting. I felt like a plumber.
Hey, man, you're living on the farm, you're doing the farm life thing. I guess that's one of the responsibilities that have been bestowed upon you. So congratulations on getting it out, man.
Yeah, especially being the only male on the land, you know. So my wife and my
You'll
daughter.
Be all right. Oh, stop complaining. You'll be all right. You chose to purchase a farm.
Yeah, well, it was grandparents that bought the farm. We just ended up inheriting it. We just inherited it. So, and it's a blessing.
Okay.
It's a blessing. It truly is, because that's just the downside, but there's always an amazing upside. And so, but every once in a while, the downside comes in. And it's not about it being a downside. It's just how you respond to it. So I just went at it. I just was like, they were like, you want to help? I said, nope, I got it. And I just went at it. And when I was done, I was done.
Oh, you go ahead then. I can't be mad at that. Kudos to you for getting down in there, down in the dirt.
Yeah. It's better for the guy to do it than the girls. That's the benefit of, you know, being a female. You know, if you got a man around, he's going to do the dirty work for you. So it's all good.
That's man. If she's qualified to do it, I don't care.
Well, that's the way I would want a man to treat my daughter, right? So you got to treat people the way you want to be treated. So it's all good.
I guess there's some relevance in that Neanderthal logic of yours. But no, it's all good, man. I'm just picking on you. Guys, we're going to jam with you, of course, for the next hour and 50 minutes. Of course, I did mention the music that we were going to play later on in the show. But I got to say this: in the last conversation We talked about covers and remakes, and the cover, are some covers better than the actual song or you know, the original song? And you really brought up a great topic, man. And again, it's open for discussion. I don't know if people could go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook and talk about it or whatever, or in the chat room and things like that. But it is a great topic to think about. And what was, like, one of the songs that you said you felt that the cover was better than the can you remind the people the cover was better than the original?
A House Is Not a Home by Luther Vandross.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is a classic, of course, originally done by Dionne Warwick. Now, I want to start the show off because that segues into the song I want to play. I forgot to mention in the earlier show. But guys, thank you guys for listening. You can catch me every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. Thank you for supporting the show. You can go to wardellpottsjr.com, my partner's namesake. And if you want to get some cool merchandise, and I think we still got some masks because we're still in a pandemic. So if you want to, you know, buy some masks, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com. And also, if you want to donate to the show, you can go to those websites also. And also, we do have a Cash App, so $ Solar Records Radio. And again, we want to shout out everyone who donates. We're going to try to shout out everybody who donates to through the Cash App. But again, we want to make every show better than the last one. So we call on listeners like yourself to help some brothers out, you know. But no, we had talked about
$10 or $15. It don't matter. We're not trying to break anybody. Because, you know, we understand that there's a lot going on right now. So whatever you can do,
yes.
Matter, every penny counts, and we appreciate the love. We appreciate the love.
Most definitely, most definitely. Let's go ahead and start off the show. One of the songs that I forgot to mention, if you guys remember, there was a song, and of course this was kind of my generation. In 1995, Escape did a little song called Who Can I Run To? And a lot of people are like, this is a great song. This is a great song. And a lot of folks were like, well, that is a cover song. Well, who did the original version? So let me go ahead and start. Let's take you guys back to 1979. We had this young lady on the show last year. She was very beautiful, just a beautiful person, Miss Shirley Jones. And, of course, this is the Jones Girls. The name of the song is called Who Can I Run To? You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. song.
Talking about me.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday. I am your host, Don Fleming. That was music from, give you a little Minneapolis funk from 1985, music from The Family. Of course, that is called Screams of Passion. Before that, gave you an undercover, underground little hit from a young lady by the name of Taja Seville. She was in Prince's camp for a quick second from 1987. The name of the song is called Love is Contagious. And it started off the show, 1979, music from the Jones Girls, Who Can I Run To? Of course, Escape did the cover in 95. And, of course, the original is the Jones Girls. We had Miss Shirley Jones on the show last year. She was just a sweetheart and a half. And hopefully we can get her back on the show again, man. She is shout out to D-Nice, man. DJ D-Nice, of course, during the whole club quarantine, you know, during the pandemic, you know, Nice Over Egypt, he played her music, well, her and her sister's music, and this new resurgence, you know, of younger generations that wanted to learn about this song, and they're playing it, and I hear it. You know, some of my former students are having it on their, in their ringtones and things like that. So that's pretty cool, though. But again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. We've got about another hour and 33 minutes left. So let's go ahead and keep this show going, man. I want to give you a classic. I want to take you back. I want to give you a wedding song. I feel like playing a wedding song. So let me take you back to the year 1991 and give you the summer wedding song of 1991. This is music from Tony Terry. The name of the song is called With You. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Makes me laugh and smile and sing to you. makes the remix so deadly. Kazam, Goomba be my pal like Shazam. Yeah. I'm running to you like shoes, oh you who's, and I choose from the fly things that you do. Ooh, you dudes, can't you see like total? Kissing you got Gina running for the boulder. Hit me on my car phone, and if you got the hydro with me, you can roll. Oh, we can take a stroll on the beach, but bad boy, don't take your love away from me.
That's right.
Solo Records Radio. That was music from Gina Thompson from 1996. Of course, that is the Puff Daddy Bad Boy remix. That is the Things You Do, again, from 1996. And before that, 1990 classic from her debut album, Miss Layla Hathaway. She is still doing it. She is still beautiful, just as gorgeous as she want to be. Of course, the song Heaven Knows. Heaven Knows, by the way, her version of it was a cover from Jackie Graham, UK artist from 1985. She did her version, the original version from 1985 of Heaven Knows. And, of course, started off the block from the summer of 1991. That was the wedding song, a wedding song that year, music from Tony Terry, With You. And got one L here, and I heard a dog in the background, bro.
I have bad news, guys, from the farm life. I just killed an animal. I killed an armadillo.
What happened?
He was digging holes. He kept digging big holes in my yard, and my wife was like, get the gun. And I shot him, and he died. I'm like, crap. It's so crazy. I'm a city boy, man. This is all new for me. This is the adventures of Wardell on the farm, and I'm telling you, it's driving me crazy. Oh, I don't even want to eat chicken anymore. I don't want to eat chicken because I'm thinking about my chickens when I'm eating chicken now. It's crazy. I'm losing it here.
You killed an armadillo.
Those things are ugly too, man. Woo.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeah. Welcome to Texas. Oh man, I don't know how I'm gonna do.
How are you guys holding up? I guess, you know, the hurricane that's coming, or the tropical storm, whatever's going on down there. Can you talk a little bit about it, and are you safe?
Yeah, we're good. It passed us already, and it didn't come on land when they thought it was, and so it went up a little more north, and then it went on land, and so then we just got a little bit of rain, so we were real fortunate.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you guys are okay. Because I was like, wait a minute, is Ida still doing this thing? They're like, no, that was weeks ago. It's up there in New Jersey now. So I mean, I got to keep track of these storms, man.
Yeah, that's a different one. This was a guy's name. I forgot what it was. But it seemed like the girl's hurricanes are more stronger than the guy.
Who names these hurricanes, man? Who names them?
I don't know. I don't know. But Ike was pretty bad, I heard. Ike was pretty bad. Yeah. So,
I mean,
but most of the time, like Katrina, you know, those girls, dude, boy, and Ida, oh, watch out, they were something else.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Man, now see, every time I think of it, especially like the Katrinas and things like that, I'm like, oh, and again, this isn't making light of what happened, because, you know, a lot of people lost their lives and their homes and things like that, and it's still a tragedy, and, you know, New Orleans is still trying to rebuild those areas in the areas, you know, period. But, I mean, just think about just that name, Katrina, you know, it's like, Katrina, I know Steve Harvey did a joke like that, that was like, it was like this big, this voluptuous sister with, like, this Mother Nature dress on, you know, with a bull whip, like, come on, Katrina, get on, you know, get Bush. And, like, it had this guy playing Bush, George Bush, and she's like whipping him. I'm like, okay. All right. Yeah. But, yeah, man, that you know, these hurricanes and these names, man, I'm still scared.
Yeah, it's a mess out here. It's a mess, but you know what? You know, that's just the law. That's Mother Nature doing her thing. And, you know, when I pray to God about it, I say, you know, God, I know, you know, Mother Nature is doing what she needs to do, but sometimes we become victims of her work. And it's so please protect us in the storms, because it gets ugly. And, you know, and it does, man. I mean, you see these things, they start in Africa. They start in Africa, the tip of Africa, and then they work their way, you know, over here. And it's just like it's been so many this year that they're like, whoa, we're like double the amount that we normally have. So it's kind of scary.
Where's the live out, huh? Man? Like I said, if you guys are down there, you just, and it is hurricane season, so guys, just be careful. That's all I'm saying. Now, we want you to be careful, Wardell, in particular.
Yeah, well, yeah, and all of our friends, you know, especially, you know, anybody that lives on the coast, you know, all the way from Florida, all the way down to California, that is dangerous. So, and the California really don't get the hurricane, so. It goes to Mexico, really, and that's about it. It comes up through the Caribbean. So, anyway.
Oh, wow.
You know,
wow.
That's what's happening on my neck of the woods.
All right. We got our own personal Al Roker over here, Willard Scott and stuff. But no, man, I know we talked about it before, but every time I hear every time I hear your stories that, you know, especially for all the new listeners out there, man, the next song I want to play, first of all, before I play the song, I want to talk about you working with the late, great Jerry Knight, man. Do you have any fond memories of working with him? And I know you mentioned it before, but again, for all the listeners like that who love to hear your stories, talk a little bit about working with Jerry Knight. Of course, Jerry Knight was a part of radio, and then he went on and became one of these super producers and become part of Ollie and Jerry. But anyway, talk a little bit about your stint working with the late, great Jerry Knight.
Well, it was not that we actually worked together. We worked together for the same company, and our rooms were next to, our studios were back to back. So my wall was his wall, and so sometimes he'll be in there bumping the track, or I'll be over here bumping the track, and we have to walk over to each other's room and listen to what are you doing, you know, listen to each other's music and laughing, and, you know, and say, man, that's slamming. Who's that for? And so, and we ended up working on the same project one time, but you know, we produced our own stuff, and him and his partner produced. That was for the Jets, their first album. And so, but we also did Bible study together at his house. And that was really good. And then we did Bible study with Smokey Robinson at ASCAP on Sunset Boulevard. And that was good too. And so Jerry and I, we had a lot going on in terms, we were really friends because, you know, we didn't really, like, write songs together and produced together. We were just friends. We probably would have got around to it, but he got sick. And then after he got sick, you know, Bible study stopped and everything. And then he didn't, you know, he had stomach cancer and he died.
Oh, man. But definitely what we do here, and one of the things that you said and you basically kind of instilled in myself and, of course, T. Meyer and Goldie Mac, is that the music, we play that music, the music live on, the legacy lives on here on Solar Records Radio. Guys, again, thank you guys for tuning in. You can check us out on Facebook if you have a Facebook page. You can go to Solar Records Radio and like the page. If you want to donate to the show and you want to get some cool merchandise, go to SolarRecordsRadio.com or WardellPottsJr.com. And also we have a Cash App $ Solar Records Radio. But he talked about Jerry Knight. It's only fair to play some music from the late, great Jerry Knight. This is from 1982, a little funky song called She's Got to Be a Dancer. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Mother Nature.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. Had to take you back. 1984 music from Shannon. Of course, you can remember Shannon. She let the music play. Yeah, but actually, this was the song from that same album called Sweet Somebody from 1984. Beautiful song. I love it, love it, love it. Of course, before that, I went into Wardell Stash from 1982. Of course, if I'm not mistaken, produced by him. And Dana, I could be wrong, but I'm going to have to get him to talk a little bit about it. Show Me Where You're Coming from the lovely Miss Carrie Lucas from 1982 and stayed with 1982. Started off the block with Jerry Knight, the late, great Jerry Knight. She's Got to Be a Dancer. We got about another 54 minutes left, so we still got plenty of time. I still got plenty of time to jam with you, so I want to remind you guys you can go to Facebook on Solar Records Radio and like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. Again, I think we are at 1,500 people on the page that likes the page, like-minded people that love music. So keep it coming, man. We love all of the feedback. We love all of the posts and everything like that. You know, just keep it clean, you know. But anyway, we can go to also, let's see, solarrecordsradio.com. You can go to solarrecordsradio.com, and you can go to wardellpottsjr.com if you want to donate to the show or get some cool Solar Records Radio merchandise like cap, mug, mask, because, again, we are still in the pandemic, you know, whatever variant we're going through right now. I try to stay in the house now. And this is too this is too scary for me. I get out when I need to get out. You know, I'm still gonna live my daily life, but at the same time, man, you know, over 600,000 Americans, you know, since COVID started, you know, we've lost lives and including my mother. So it's something that really, really, really take serious, because we do take life for granted, and all of these people going around and, you know, against mask mandates. Again, whatever political outlet you're on, that's your prerogative. But, you know, I just want to do my part and not give it to, you know, a four-year-old, and that four-year-old ends up, you know, it with being intubated, or, you know, I don't want to have that type of guilt. So I'm just going to do my part. I've been vaccinated. And again, this isn't a, you know, vaccine shaming. I just want you guys to just, you know, just follow the information, follow the research, and just stay healthy and stay safe out there. So that's my public service announcement. So let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I was in love with this young lady. She was about a year older than me at the time, but 1993, she had a beautiful song on the Media Man soundtrack, and one of my favorite songs on that album. Of course, this is who I'm talking about. This is the lovely Shanice. This is called It's For You. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Thank you.
Listening to Solar Records Radio has to give you a little glimpse of a preview of tomorrow's show. Of course, tomorrow celebrating the legacy of Solar, the music, the artists, all of this. Of course, that was Shalimar, Make That Move. What was the year, Wardell, that came out?
That was in 82, I believe, 81, 82. Well, I know, I believe it was 81 when we recorded it, and 82 when it was released. But I want to tell you just a little story about that song, if that's okay.
Talk to us. Love hearing your stories.
So when the song was originated, we were in Bel Air at the Silver's house, and we went upstairs in Ricky's bedroom, Ricky Silver's bedroom, and that's when the song was created. And you know, had a little keyboard and a guitar, and I had my drumsticks, and I was just playing on the bed, and so the song was created then, and then we went to the studio, actually we went to a rehearsal hall and we rehearsed it, and then we went to the studio and recorded it. But you know, I just want to tell you, because when I was just listening to it, and I was thinking about my drum, what I was playing on the hi-hat. Like the song is like, what goes around comes around, once in a lifetime. And so I had to try, I was trying to make it a visual by going like in a certain section, like it's like going in a circle, goes around, comes around. Like I made it go around with the drums. And so, you know, just trying to make a physical thing out of a lyrical thing. And so, and that was a part of how Leon played the bass, too. And so it really, you know, it was just so much fun to be able to do those kind of things and create things on, you know, right, just right there at the moment and not be told, no, don't do that. You know, but just like, you know, it was a blessing that, you know, that I had free reign to do pretty much whatever I wanted to do, but I always did it with respect, you know, for the song. And not do it. I didn't play what I played for, you know, attention. I played it to better the song and you know, and just do my best to make it the groove tight and lock in with Leon Silvers on the bass. And if I hear somebody playing something on the guitar or the piano, I try to accent with them. So, but that was a fun song to record. I don't think that song really got as much attention as I thought it could have gotten, but it did do good overseas and here in the United States.
I mean, they're still performing. They're still performing, so you know, and everyone always go back to their catalog, those early Shalimar days with, you know, the catalog with the, you know, with Howard, Jody, and Jeffrey. So, man, that's still my, still, in my opinion, I guess the nucleus of that lineup. I mean, you had Gerald Brown before, and I think I forgot that brother's name, way before when it was, you know, after the Soul Train Gang. But yeah, Shalimar, you know, those different iterations of Shalimar. Of course, I love Mickey Free and Delisa Davis, if I'm not, what's the brother's name, Sydney. Man, I always go back to Jody, Jeffrey, and Howard. So that's just my opinion. But yeah, man, great. Thank you for that story. Again, I love when you engage in these stories and things again, because you are ground zero. So it's only fair for you to have these stories. And man, please share them on my show as much as you want, man. I love it. I love hearing that. Before we played Shalimar, took you back to 1986 from the album Zagora, gave you a little UK soul, some soul music from across the pond, music from Loose Ends, Stay a Wild Child, and of course started off the block from 1993, the Meteor Man soundtrack. Of course, you guys remember it's a black superhero. Robert Townsend was the Meteor Man. That was music from Shanice, of course. Remember Shanice from I Love Your Smile. That was It's For You. Again, from the Meteor Man soundtrack from 1993. We still got about another 34 minutes left of the show. Wardell, I'm going to put you on the spot, man. Is there something that you want to hear in particular?
Keep on loving me, my song. So now I put you on the spot.
Oh, you put me on the spot. So I got to go. I got to find it. No, man, talk a little bit about talk a little bit about the making of this song. You're giving me a little time to find it.
Okay, yeah. So the making of that song was really something that I was just trying to figure out how to, you know, continue to write songs. And so I was just a new songwriter. And I was, you know, I got some stuff done and I was really excited about it. And then so when I wrote this, you know, I had like the verse and the chorus, and then I kept on trying to get somebody to help me with a bridge. And so finally one person said, let me hear it. And I played it. He said, oh yeah. And so then that was William Zimmerman, and William Zimmerman started playing this part, and I was like, yes, right there. And so he played it, and so I said, yeah, that's what I wanted. After I had the bridge, then I let Leon Silvers hear it, and he loved it. He's like, yeah, that's good. That's good right there. Let's go record it tomorrow for the Whispers. I was like, what? I was in shock. I was like, okay, of course. So I was fortunate, even though I didn't know that was going to happen, but he said, let's go and record tomorrow. So we went downstairs, because the studio was downstairs from where our office was. So we went downstairs to the studio and we started recording. It was just Leon and I. And so I was playing all the parts because I wrote it, right? So I was playing all the parts and everything. I played the bass and I played drums and keyboards and everything. And so And then Leon took out the bass and started doing this plug part. Ding, 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 ding. And it's like, sound like a guitar part. And so I thought he was going to just put it down for like a guitar to do it. But he never did. He just left his part mm-hmm. playing there. You know, and it's very legendary, that part, you know, playing on the bass. And it's just, and so I ended up playing all the parts, and it was just great. And I was like, whoa, I thought you were going to have the other guys come in and play it. He's like, no, it's good, just like that. And I was like, wow. So for me, it was just a blessing, and I thank Leon Silvers for giving me that opportunity.
Well, and you know what? I found the song. So without further ado, you know what? Let's take you back. 1983. I don't like to really just do the year thing around Wardell because this was his thing. So I want to take you back to 1983 music from The Whispers. This is called Keep On Loving Me. Records Radio. Of course, that was from 1994. That was music from the lovely Miss Angela Winbush, produced by Chucky Booker. Treat You Right. And of course, before that, 1985 music from Force MD's Forgive Me Girl. And of course, started off the block. You know what? I'll have the man himself introduce the first song in that block. Go ahead, Bordell. It's your song.
And it's the whispers that keep on loving me. And I'm glad that they just keep on loving me. I love it when they perform it live. It's just awesome. It's awesome. The best part about them performing it live is the audience response when it comes on. Oh, my God. It just blesses my heart.
And I love the fact that, you know, because this song has there's been like a given new life to this song because of newer generations and the parody. There's like parody videos on YouTube about, you know, the very beginning when they're walking, they see the girl walking and they're like, hey, you know. I mean, there's been all of these and Saturday Night Live did a song, I guess, in honor of, if you guys check it out on YouTube. You can go to, I think it's called Strolling to the Polls. And I enjoyed it. As soon as I saw it, I sent it over to Wardell. I said, well, man, look at this. But it's I mean, all of the love, it just goes to show you how just great music is timeless, man. It's just so timeless.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. I love music. I love music. OJ said it, but...
Go ahead. Tell him again.
I said, the OJ said it right. I love music. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We got about another 13 minutes left. I guess that's going to wrap it up for us, man. But before we get out of here, man, the song I just played was Angela Winbush, Treat You Right. Produced, again, I mentioned it was produced by Chucky Booker. We had Chucky Booker on the show a few months back, man. Wasn't he just a pleasure to talk to?
Yeah, he's a very, very, very humble and beautiful spirit, wonderful guy. And we had his uncle on, too, on jazz, indie jazz. So it's been a nice thing coming from his family that they did the Solar Records Radio.
Well, you know, and the brother's just talented. I was watching House Party 3, and I almost forgot he was in the movie. He was in the, I guess, in that hotel lounge playing the piano when Immature was performing. And I was like, hey, that's Chucky Booker. He's in that movie. But shout out to Chucky Booker. Hopefully I can get him on Throwback Thursday night, man. Can you hook that up for a brother, man? Can you do it?
Yeah.
Well, hey, remind the people what we got coming up tonight.
Tonight, a Goldie Mac Cosmic. Go ahead. You can finish it.
A Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, want to remind you tomorrow, of course, kicking off a Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records Radio, of course, or Solar Records on Solar Records Radio. So check us out from 3 to 5 p.m. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. If you can't catch me live, definitely go to on Facebook, go to the Solar Records Radio page, and check out the playback and let me know what you think. Any final thoughts?
I really appreciate you and Goldie and T. Meyer and Phoenix and everybody that just blessed Solar Records Radio. Thank you to the listeners. It's a beautiful thing, man. I just enjoy doing this, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to work with you guys.
Well, hey, man, the feeling is definitely mutual to get a chance to like rub elbows with the best of them out there. You know, you got to be in that conversation when you talk about some of the greatest drummers, some of the greatest producers, and things like that when it came to a lot of that 70s and 80s music. And continuing on doing what you do. So I'm glad to be a part of this train, man. I'm staying on this train until you kick me off.
People all over the world. Join.
I know, right? I know.
Yes, absolutely. Is that the OJs again? I'm telling you, man.
Did you do the OJ up to date, and you played their new music earlier in the show, on the show. So I love the fact that you love I love the OJs too. So shout out to shout out to those brothers, Eddie and Walter, and I forgot the other brother's name. I'm so sorry. He doesn't. His name escapes me.
Yeah, huh? I love that. Enjoy yourself. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
I love Enjoy Yourself. Beautiful song.
Anyway, guys, until tomorrow, you guys have a safe and wonderful Thursday evening. I'm glad that you're able to hang out with me. I'm going to close out. I want to take you back to the year 1992. Of course, my graduating year from the album Sexy Verses. I said I was going to play them, so I wasn't gonna sneak out of here without playing it. This is music from Al B. Sure. The name of the song is called Right Now. So tuning in right now. Well, thank you for tuning in right now. We'll see you guys tomorrow celebrating the legacy of Solar Wardell. I am out, brother. You take care of yourself.
All right, man. Many blessings, everyone. Bye,
Have a good one, guys. All right.
Don't waste time and just leave me. Throw it up, throw it up. Baby, come and learn my lesson, yeah. Turn off the TV, throw on a slow jam.
And let's get busy.
Soak up all of my affection.
I'll give you